Madonna moves on.
What's that?
I said, I feel like Madonna with one of these on.
I still look out for this anytime. I've always wanted one of these. I already have. Where's mine?
Hello everybody, back again to another wonderful week. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost.
Okay, we can hold on for a minute. With the spam thing, if you can't beat it, join in.
That's the kind of spam that Vertigo likes to receive.
Okay, right, well, I take it that you are already there. Alright, first off, we'll just recap from our last meeting, which was we got together just to basically decide on, well, to talk about what it is that we were actually supposed to be doing and who we all are and stuff like that. Get a bit more of an idea together of what's going on. What we're going to talk about in this meeting is now that we know what it is that we're doing, now we know that it's a TV remote and stuff, and you guys have just been off doing some R&D for that. That's research and development. I haven't heard that before. Learning all sorts of new terms and technologies today. I'm going to hear your three little presentations, whether they be on the computer or on the whiteboard or whatever you want.
Do you have any preference of order?
I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear who's on the from Catherine, actually, first. What I'd like to hear about is if we finally decided on what sort of energy we're going to be using. And
I think she's still finishing her.
No, it's fine. I'm just.
It's just yeah. Let's hear from you first.
Okay. Where is that? It's here. Oh, sorry.
Yourself in position.
Okay, so that's me again. For the energy sources, we can have a basic battery, a hand dynamo, which was used in the 50s for torches, if you remember that kind of, which wouldn't
I don't think any of us remember the 50s.
It's like a kind of thing.
Yeah, wouldn't be very fancy. You can have a kinetic provision of energy, which is used on some watches these days. So if you have just a bit of gentle movement, that it will give it the energy to work. Or you can use solar cells, but I'm not sure about that indoors really. But
well, there's sometimes combinations. I mean, like calculators
yeah.
do combinations of whatever, but also using some solar panel.
So now these solar panel things, do they have to work from the sun or can they work from a light bulb?
I don't know.
I think it has to be on the solar energy, but I don't know.
I don't know. I think
Okay.
Well, cost to this would be the basic battery, really.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want something fancy, I think the kinetic provision of energy could be nice, but I don't know if it's worth the cost. So we've got to discuss that.
Hmm. Okay. Shall we go?
For the case of the remote itself, it can be a general case, which is just a flat one. You can have a curved one or a double curved one, if you know what I mean. So.
What's a double curved one?
You know, kind of more ergonomic, that kind of sits the palm of your hand, that kind of thing. So.
Okay.
Then the case material itself, so it can be either plastic or latex, rubber, wood or titanium, and for each of them you have cases where, for example, titanium you can't use it for, if we're choosing a double curved case, we can't choose titanium, and if we're choosing solar cells, then we can't choose LaTeX for the case material, so we just have to take that into account. But if we're choosing just the flat case, then we can go for anything. And I think we discussed earlier on the RSI problem thing, so we could.
So that might be an idea of using
yeah.
the rubber, but then it's a, you know.
It's not a squeezable remote.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't break as easily, maybe.
When a TV program's. When you're watching a match and your team's just lost, you can fuzz it across the room and it can bounce off the wall back at you. Yeah, I like that idea.
Hmm. So rubber would be...
Okay.
Rubbers.
Rubber, we're all liking that idea. You think you can market
after
that?
After my fashion thing, I think you'll realise that rubber is more...
We like rubber. Ooh.
So, okay. And then there are the push buttons. So you can have basic push buttons or scroll wheels like you have on a mouse. Or you can have LCD, which gives you a display. Scroll buttons as well.
Uh-huh.
So if you use a rubber double curved case, you must use rubber push buttons. So if we're going for rubber, then we have to decide for the case. And if we choose double curve, then we have to go for rubber push buttons. So
well, we're going to go, I think we've decided that it's going to be a rubber case.
Yeah, but
so.
Is it a double curved one or not? If it's not a double curve, then we've got the choice for the push buttons. If it's a double curve, we've got to go for rubber push buttons. If that makes sense.
Rubber push buttons instead of the wheel.
Yeah.
If it's rubber, isn't it malleable anyways? I mean, it doesn't matter if it's double. I mean, isn't a rubber case mean it's completely flexible? I mean, it flexes to whatever they want. Yeah, to me. I mean, so what's the difference between a normal rubber case and a rubber double? Rubber
double.
You see, you've got, okay, the energy, that's
I'll
one
have a
thing.
Big Mac, please.
Then you have the case is whether it's flat or curved. And that's, we don't care if it's rubber or not, but then we've decided that we're going for rubber for the case material. So if we've chosen rubber, and if now we have the choice for the case, whether it's flat, single curved or double curved, and I'm just saying if we choose it to be double curved, then we need to go, I don't know why, but we need to go for rubber push buttons. So either, I don't know, we just need to decide on the...
Let's have rubber push buttons, hey?
Okay. Go rubber.
Let's go crazy. And then, do I have a last slide? Yes, I do. So the push buttons themselves, they can be just simple, they can be, so that's just the electronics between the behind the push buttons.
Yeah.
And the price that goes with it, so the simple push buttons are going to be the cheapest. If we get a scroll wheel, that's a higher price range. If we get an advanced chip, which is used for the LCD, the display thing, then that's even more expensive.
Okay, what I'm not understanding here is, okay, advanced chip on print, which I presume is like one PCB, and that's got all the electronics on one board,
yeah,
including
the
infrared sender.
Yeah.
Right. What alternatives do we have to that? What alternatives do we have to the chip
on
print?
Well, if it's not chip on print, then I guess you get different chip components and you build them separately and doesn't include the infrared. It's less expensive. And
so
technically speaking, it's not as advanced, but it does the job too.
So why would we not go for that? If it's something that's inside the unit,
it doesn't, yeah,
it
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
affect whether the customer's going to buy it or not.
Yep. So let's not.
We won't go for and it all so long as it works.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree.
So let's not bother with the chip on print.
So it's either the scroll wheel or the push buttons.
Yeah. Simple. Yeah, push buttons.
What about the just
and
the sample sensor?
What about what?
Sample
speaker. Well, what do we need a speaker for in a remote control unit?
Well, I don't know.
It'd
be cool.
it'd be cool, but they're saying they've just developed it, I'm just guessing, but it's going to be the most expensive option, probably.
The speech recognition option is, it doesn't seem really very promising for us.
Yeah, it's not something that we want to go into with the product.
Yeah, the example that they're already using it for is with the coffee machine, where basically, you can program a sample that that when you say something, it will give a response, and you program the response as well. It's just clips that you record yourself. So you can program your coffee maker that when you say good morning to it, it says hello, Rick, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not, it would be one thing if it was speech recognition where you say something and it turns the TV on, like turn the TV on and it turns on. But it's not that. It just gives you.
It just gives an answer.
It just gives you a verbal response. So yeah, I mean,
like,
what's the point of saying
yeah.
hello, remote? I mean, hello.
Yeah.
I thought it was when they
really lonely.
Yeah, you're really lonely.
I thought when they said voice recognition, they meant
Channel 5.
Channel 5. And
no,
that
would be more promising.
Right?
It's just a remote that talks to you.
Oh, there, forget
yeah.
about it. Oh, okay.
Like certain cues.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go back maybe to the previous slide and we can decide for each problem what we should choose. So for the energy source, do we go for the battery or the...
Yeah, I'm fine with basic battery.
Basic battery. It's cheap, it's cheerful, it's worked, it does work.
Cheaper option. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll go for the battery.
Then the case, do you want it flat? Or curved, or
some older look. We were going with the RSI rubber.
Yeah, so we wanted rubber double curved.
The,
so it
will
look like something like
a double
this.
Whopper blade.
Okay, so then if we use double curved case, then we have
to
use
simple
choose
buttons,
rubber push buttons.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And it's cheapest all round, it sounds kind of funky. And we can also market it as, because we were saying earlier in your research that people were getting it complaining of RSI. And this is anti RSI.
Yeah.
So that's another marketing point that we can use.
Well, the rubber push buttons then.
But anything's going to have buttons. even if it's a job role, it's still repetitive.
I thought they would give an option of flat buttons or.
You still get repetitive strain injury whether you're pressing a button or pressing a flat bit of screen. It's the fact that you're pressing the same, doing the same movement. It's not actually what you're doing. But the fact that this rubber is actually used in these anti-RSI specific.
Yeah, the rubber's good.
We're giving them a way to burn off steam, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can sit there and work.
Not that watching TV should be that stressful.
And, you know, yeah, you can fuzz it across the room. Sorry,
city
children.
Yeah.
All right, that's me done.
Okay, Gabrielle, let's hear from you about the interface.
Yeah, some of what I have to say ties into what Catherine was just talking about.
Great.
It's all right.
Okay, so I'm continuing with the user interface. And so basically, I consulted with our manufacturing division. It sounded like Catherine was also speaking with them. I also took Risa's marketing findings from the last meeting into consideration, because I think that's crucial as far as what keys we're going to include, what buttons we're going to include, and how they lay out. And so the manufacturing division sent some samples of interface components that we might be interested in using that have been used in other products, like the coffee machine. So I already mentioned the speech recognition interface, so I guess we basically vetoed that idea. It's pointless.
Mm.
It's just a sample sensor, sample output. It'll just be probably the most expensive part of our remote without any actual interesting functionality as far as operating the TV. So yeah, they also give the they suggest the idea of using a spinning wheel like you use on the side of an MP3 player like iPod. So we've already addressed that, and I think that would actually be worse for something like RSI. You've got that thumb movement that you're constantly doing. The other suggestion, and I have a feeling that we're interested in something more general, but they suggested going a little bit into a niche, like either gearing a remote towards kids where you could have a lot of colors. The keys might be funny or playful in some way, or something for the elderly where the remote's very large and the buttons are very large and there's only a few buttons. But we can discuss this, but it sounds like from our last meeting we really wanted something that was general but done well. So the key layout and design are really crucial. You want people to be able to quickly access the buttons that they use a lot without always pressing the wrong one. And I didn't mention that we need a power button in our last. I can give you an example here of good layout and bad layout. Manufacturing department. So this would be an example of bad.
Yeah,
where you have volume up and volume down, but they have a V on both of them, so it's sort of confusing for the user.
Do we have another?
This is an example of the giant remote that's impossible to lose.
Brilliant.
Wow.
And for something for kids. Seem to be on the same page. So I was against the speech recognition, and I was against going towards anything in a niche sense. I think it should be more general.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think the spinning wheel or the LCD display were crucial for us. That's it for me.
Okay, well, let's. So, what are our definite decisions on this then as a team? The interface type we're going for.
So we're not going to have any sort of display
So it's the same.
So yeah, it's just gonna be sort of
straight set of
push buttons. I guess we should have a limited number of buttons, ideally on your power, channel up, channel down, volume up, volume
yeah.
down, with numerical keypad. And some sort of people will either have a lock button like we mentioned or a front cover or something like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's to the point where we need to decide what.
Okay. And we're not yeah.
Well, now that we've decided,
are we gonna and have we decided on whether we're gonna supplement it with anything, you know, colours or particular gimmicky bits to it? We're not. We're just gonna go for something.
It seems like we wouldn't want to make it too busy and too sort of gaudy, but yeah, I would say maybe a couple of colours like a. Like a black with yellow somewhere, like maybe the RR
yeah.
yellow, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Okie dokie. Yeah, I don't have any other questions on this. Let's move on.
I guess the fact also that we are having a rubber case would prevent us from having the cover function that we thought of before. I mean,
yeah,
so
sure.
if we want to have a lock of some sort, we
yeah,
have to get that.
Yeah.
But I think that should be, I mean, I can speak with the button department, but I think that it should be easy to have a button that just
yeah,
prevents
the
state
that,
of it
yeah.
or the other buttons from operating. So that should be simple.
Cool.
I'm just basically letting you know what's happening in the market.
Yeah.
And what the fashions are for next year. So yeah. So from looking at this year's trends and fashions,
mm-hmm.
and also recent investigation that we've done in the remote control market, we have found that from the remote control market, these are like most important aspects that we're really new to, which we've already probably discussed. The most important aspect is look and feel. So the rock compilers, they look and feel fancier than the ones that we already have. So it has to be.
Yeah, why should people
yeah.
buy this when they've already got a
exactly.
remote that came with the TV?
Second, it should be technologically innovative. Innovative. So.
What's that mean?
Technologically, it should be like work, basically, I guess. It should work.
Well, it should be maybe cutting edge in some sense. I mean, have something that's a little more technologically advanced.
Yeah, the trouble is we've already decided that we're going with the stuff that works already, that's
yeah.
cheap.
Actually, I mean, these first 2 points we've already sort of gone away from because
yeah.
the rubber one is not fancy. I mean, it's different, but I wouldn't say like a rubber remote is fancy. If that's what people want, then we were going in the wrong direction, and it's not technologically innovative either.
Maybe we could.
That's why I was thinking Bluetooth, because if you like put up Bluetooth and it's like a Bluetooth remote control, everyone's going to like, because Bluetooth is the in thing nowadays. Like, it really is. People. And when it comes to marketing, like that's what people go for. They don't really care whether, you know, at the end of the day, whether it works properly or not.
Of course they do.
Well, they do, but it's
well,
like, it's not.
Said that's your first thing. You go, oh, I'm not going to buy that because I don't know if it works or not.
Yeah, but it looks good. It looks good, and it can just be there for decoration.
Okay, well, what do you two think about this?
So is the event of Bluetooth that you can just like synchronize it with other
yeah,
electronics?
I don't understand what.
Yeah.
And it's basically what it allows you to do.
Yeah, and this is just. All this is being used for is your television.
Yeah, but I mean,
that would mean you'd need a television that has Bluetooth in it, which
no television
does, does it?
If you're looking at something that's going to be bought by people, you have to make it new. You have to make it.
That would mean we have to make a television as well.
Bluetooth would, for example, enable you, I think, to. connect. For example, if you get a call on your mobile phone, but your mobile phone is downstairs or something, you would get on your television, you're being called by this person right now. Things like that.
No, that would be your telephone syncing in with your television.
Yeah,
no.
That wouldn't be the remote so much.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, but if you get Bluetooth on the remote, you'd be able to...
No,
the
television would have to be
Bluetooth
compatible.
I was just trying to find an advantage.
There is no such thing.
Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, Bluetooth, that was just an idea. But, like, it needs to be something that, you know, is new. Whether it's a battery, it could be something really, really minor, you know? Like, but I think we are really keeping to what is already out there. And people have already seen it, people have already got it.
Okay.
If we want something new, we need to move away from what we already have. And
maybe the kinetic
creative
provision of energy then. It's been done for watches, but I haven't seen that for remote.
Okay, but yeah, that's very good.
Maybe market it. Never have to
change
the battery again.
And
this is all tying in very nicely. The fact that it's made out of this rubber, we can throw it about. We should encourage people to throw their remote controls about because it charges itself up. Like
yeah,
and in little characters you said, yeah, but not too much.
I think
but yeah, by the squeezing it.
Yeah, we can make the squeezing of the rubber be the generating.
Yeah.
Energy.
That's a great idea. Well done.
Third most important aspect is it's easy to use, and I think we've all worked that out. Okay, in the fashion, how it's supposed to look. Next year's fashion is very much in food and vegetables. They are like the theme for cloths, shoes, and furniture. So next year, people will be buying. I found this really funny. You know, strawberry shaped chairs.
So we've got keys that are like a broccoli key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to watch the Finance Channel.
And as it's rubber, the feel, which is in this year, is spongy, so it's not quite spongy.
Well, spongy, that's where we got it. We're ahead of the game
there. Yeah, and so, personally, what I was just saying, like, move away from the current remote controls, like, the look and feel of the current ones, and change the look and feel while still keeping to the company.
Okay.
Which is what I have to say. So we're moving in the right direction.
Oh yeah, no, this is good. So through all that we're going to go back to going with the kinetic.
Yeah.
Thing. That's great. Using the spongy rubber that we were talking about, that's anti RSI. You can, as you squeeze it, you're not only therapeuticizing yourself, you are charging the batteries. And I'm not sure about the buttons being in the shape of fruit, though.
No vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe make it like fruity colours or something.
The power button could be like a big apple or something.
Yeah, but apple would suit you.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't know hot images. Okay, we'll make it a pomegranate, a big pomegranate.
Well, okay, it seems like the only thing that we haven't really finally agreed on is its image.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're saying that we don't want it to be fruit and vegetables, but we don't know what it should be. Or like, we're going, yeah, it should look slick, but what do you mean by slick, sort of thing.
I think if it's rubber, it needs to be.
I mean, you said earlier on that it should be
different.
Funky.
I think it should be. I mean, what do you associate with rubber? You know, like really different colours.
Keep it clean.
Okay, I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. What do you associate with the material, that material? like. I'm just thinking bright colours,
yeah.
Bright natural colours, nothing too
bright but not too bright.
Like no lime green or bright yellow or bright pink. We make different colours so anybody can choose. Like
the volume buttons should be all the same colour, and the channel button should be one colour and stuff like that, do you mean?
Yeah. And on the back of it have the logo.
Okay. What do you do?
Yeah.
One thing I'm wondering about, I hope that we're not going too much down a gimmicky road.
I mean,
if somebody goes into the store, they're going to see like three or four normal remotes and then a big spongy pink tomato.
Yeah.
What a nice
thing. Remote controlled
tomato. I could say in this country, you'll get, you know, lots of people wanting something green. And kids will be walking in with their parents saying, "Mommy, I want to buy that one." And parents will see the pro in it as well, because it's like kids won't break it. It's not breakable if you throw it around,
yeah.
Especially with younger kids. You know, they can pick it up. And yeah. The only thing is that really small kids might chew on it. But
well, it's gonna be chew proof.
I'm gonna write that
so
down.
It's quite user friendly, and also for different families, like families as well, for little kids and for older, like teenagers will like it. I think especially maybe younger girls, if it's in pink, they'll be like, "Oh, you know, pink." Or control for their room. So
what are you saying? Maybe we should market it in different colours.
Yeah.
For different, so we can do
that's
like the pink range, the blue range, the green range, the.
So like you walk in, you're like, "Oh, I like that remote control because it's so bright," and then the shop assistant comes out and says, "Oh, what colour would you like it?" And they're like, "Oh, I can do the colour." Wow. So it puts, I think, even the customer into more control over what they're buying, instead of you've got all colours, either that or nothing. So they also get to pick. Well, personally, I like walking into the shop and choosing a colour.
That seems to work well with products like iPod Marina. You have a variety of colours that people feel like they're customising it when they buy it.
Well, I'd be curious to see how many, you know, there are some colours that I would never choose, and I'd be curious how many people would choose that.
Right.
Well, that can be down to a bit of market research, you know. That's easy enough to find out what colours are more popular.
And produce less of the silly colours.
Okay. Alright, what we're going to aim to get together by the next meeting then, is from you, Catherine, you're going to be working on the look and feel design.
Yep.
Gabrielle, you're going to be working on, come up with the user interface design, and basically you two are going to be working together on this. You won't be going off to separate offices. And I think you're going to get a chance to either play with some clay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Be able for the next meeting, be able to come in and show us some physical ideas. Because at the moment, it's hard. We were kind of going, it's got to feel nice, it's got to look cool, and then it's, now we can actually start, some sort of physical something or other.
That sounds good.
And you're going to be working on the product evaluation. We'll be talking to the bosses basically, and fielding off some more spam and that's it really, keeping things hopefully keeping things together. Yeah, that's this is good. So we know for definite, you know, we've now got some definite things going on. We definitely know how it's powered. We definitely know that it's going to be simple buttons. We're not going to be going for the new technological chip on print expensive things. So we're keeping the costs down. It's this rubber casing that we can sell as fun and funky. Don't know of any other remote controls that are made out of this stuff.
Mm.
People are saying, oh, standard stuff gives you repetitive strain injury. Well, this remote control is designed to do the complete opposite.
Yeah.
It's supposed to fix it rather than cause it. We're gonna as a sort of extra something on it, you know, what other extra things does this product have? We're looking into this lock key facility. I mean, whether or not it happens at all is possible, I don't know, but something's looking to. Okay, I think that's well done, everybody. Anyone have any questions? Anyone know what they're doing? Because if you don't, I'm sure you'll soon get an email about it.
I think we all know what we need to do now.
It's good as it wasn't details.
Okay, right, well, it's we're still a couple of minutes until our meeting's due to finish. But I got a note saying that you two are going to be working together. So
okay,
before you all disappear off. Hold fire.
Does the pay raise immediately come into effect on our next paycheck, or is that?
I think it's going to be part more of a profit sharing on the product.
So we're buying, we're getting features in the company.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to happen at the moment.
So we really have an incentive to make this remote.
Yeah.
I'd like to share in the coffee machine profits because that's what we're doing now.
I want to share in the space rocket. Did you see that this company is a remote spaceship?
Yeah.
This company has its fingers in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Looking at, I mean, they told you that they wanted whatever our product to represent the RR brand and to be immediately noticeable. I mean, if you look like the coffee maker at the corporate webpage, it's not obvious RR. Well, it is to us because we've worked here for years and we use that coffee machine. But it doesn't have the color scheme of the company anywhere on it, obviously. It's just silver and black.
And the spaceship doesn't have the R. You think they have a massive R and R down the side of it? I still want one. Okay, I just had a sign flashed up saying finish the meeting. It's not saying do anything in particular just yet. So maybe you should go back to your own offices.
Okay.
Alright. Are we taking this off?
Yeah. Yeah, so use